I think that's part of what's so powerful about the song, The Worst You've Ever Done, is that they're not really foreign creatures. They're like us, and if we look within, we see those same seeds. You know, there but for the grace of God go I. And I guess most people have to believe that a person on death row is a different creature. But I guess when you exchange letters for 5 years, it's pretty clear this is just a person.
Mm-hmm. And actually, compassion is called for not just in response to the folks who are in prison, whether it be on death row or not, but for the people who are working in that system. The system is so based on seeing the prisoners as other, as less than, in order to be able to do that job day in and day out. And I think that Steve Earle's song, Ellis Unit 1, really speaks to that. Steve, by the way, is another activist to abolish the death penalty. He wrote to a Texas death row prisoner, Jonathan Nobles, for about a decade, and then was asked to witness Jonathan's execution, which was a life-changing experience for Steve. And yet he wrote the song, Ellis Unit 1, from the voice of one of the people who's on the team who carries out the execution, because those people also suffer in this whole system.
I was fresh out of the service. It was back in 82. And I raised some cane when I come back to town. I left to be all I could be, come home without a clue. I married Dawn and had to settle down. So I hired on at the prison. Guess I always knew I would. Just like my dad and both my uncles done. And I've worked on every cell block now, and things are going good. But then they transferred me to Ellis Unit 1.